And we're finishing up the letter 27, Chav Zayin Yegeres HaKodesh, which is the letter that the Rebbe sent to this Hasidim, to the students of Rav Nachman Mendel from Horodok, who the Rebbe is comforting them and telling them how even after the passing, they can stay connected and they can actually get more in a way. So before he talked about the direct way that from the level of Ruach, which is Amuna, Yid, and Ave from the Tzaddik, the person can connect and receive it through his proper preparation, through his love and his kashrus to the Tzaddik. Now there's another level. There's another shine to the students that comes from the Rebbe. Rak she'ein or from the Tzaddik. Rak she'ein or mislabeshes betoich moicha mamish kerishoino. It's not dresses up in them, in their minds, as the first one, which is something which is a direct inner connection, but this shines above them from above. Somehow, from above them in a higher way, it shines in them. He malias ruach unishmosu limkoir chaytzva. When the ruach and the neshama of the tzaddik go up to the Mekoir Chaytzva, to the source from which he was carved out, back into the higher world. But here he says, which world specifically is the Hainu L'Chakal Tapuchin Kadishi. The Chakal, this is like the field of the holy apples. That's where the Neshamas come from. So when it goes up over there, Val Yidei Zeh Nase Shom Yichud. So that makes over there, when it's coming up, the neshama, there becomes a yichud. Just like always when there's a yichud zov and nukva, there is a child by it. So over there, all the yichudim create hamshachas. How? So what is the yichud? How does the yichud help through the neshama? How does it take place? Al yidei halos mayim nukvi mekom ma'ase v'terosei. Through the elevation of the feminine water, that's the nekeva. The nekeva needed for that yichud. That is, what is the nekeva? That is, all of his action and his Torah and his service, Asher Ovad Kol Yimei Chayev, that he worked all the days of his life. So they go up with him. So those activities planted in that field of Chakal Tapuchim Kadishin, Eisel Yenim Eid, that brought up great lights through his Avodah. Lu'umas Tachtoinim Asher Heim Terosu V'Avodosu. Corresponding to the lower level, in the higher level, corresponding to the lower level, which is Terosu V'Avodosu, his learning and his Avodah, so which is in this world, Lumaze in the Chakal Tapuch Gadishin were planted tremendous lights. So Bahoras Oides El Yonim Elu, and a shine of these supreme lights, Meira Kol Talmidov, that shines on all of his students. What does it mean, students? Shinavsu Oivde Hashem Alidei Terosev Avedose. That they have become servants of Hashem through his teaching and through his service, that made them into servants of Hashem. That shines to them, those lights that they become shines to them, to those people that he has made into Avod Hashem through his teaching and his service. And this ha'ora which is upon them from above, machneses bilibam hirure tshuva ma'isim tovim, that brings into their heart thoughts of tshuva and good deeds. V'chol ha'maisim tovim. Ha'neilodim ha'orezu. And all the good deeds that are born out of, the result from this order, she'mi'irin ma'ores hazruim b'sdei hanal. They come from the shine, from the lights which are sown in the above field, so that means, so now there is more effects because that light shines on the people below, on the students below, who get a feeling of teshuva, ma'isim tovim. They have a teshuva, ma'isim tovim. So they're called Nikro Gidule Gidulin. They are growings from the growth. So the growth is like the field. You cut once, and then you take what's cut and you sow it again. So you have the L'chadchila, what comes, the lights that comes from the Abayda, from the Tzadikim. But then when the light from that Oiris comes down further to help the students, that they should continue, and they continue to do mitzvahs, so then there's another growth, and that's called Gidule Gidul, and that's growth from the growth. But this shine is very hidden. You don't see it. You don't feel that connection. It's like the sun that shines to the earth from below the ground. It's a very interesting note over here. But we'll leave it for another time, in which he explains the greatest chidushim over here, that the Alter Rebbe is really saying what it helps, how it shines. And but on the very simple level, without all the nuances and the specific diyukim, here we have the idea is, while it's dark in this world, and yet the Shemesh is impacting and shines for the kechovim from beneath the earth. So, which really means that we get the light, even though while we're in dark, we don't see it, we don't feel it, but still that shine comes to us. It hits on us. Ki d'iso b'tikuni al Moshe Rabbeinu al v'sholem, like we find in the tikkunim about Moshe Rabbeinu, peace unto him, she'achar p'tirosei, that after his passing, mispashetes ha'arosei b'chol doro v'doro, so a shine expands in every generation, l'shishim ribu neshamas, like the to the 60 times 10,000 neshamas, k'meshemesh ha'meir mitachas l'oret l'shishim ribu kichovim, similar to the sun that would shine from beneath the ground to the 600,000 star. So just like the Zohar speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way, the same thing is true for the other tzaddikim, that they keep on shining their light to their students. Now, but it seems also that it has specifically to do with their students, because those are the ones that became Evda Havaya through his learning, through his teaching. So that's why that's their connection specifically to the tzaddik, and they're able to continue to receive that light and blessing.